Hall, sister. Currumbong, North, New South Wales, Australia. August 23, 1894. Dear Sister Hall, I have received your letter and the one from Edson to you. Please use any money received from the sale of my goods for the money you have invested in Edson's behalf. You must not be out one penny in this matter. Gladly would I have you with me, but you are on the ground and understand the situation and must follow the convictions of duty. I understand something of the way in which Eleanor is situated, and I beg of you and of her not to make slaves of yourselves. I see too much of this kind of business. Those who are as true as steel, who are faithful in every situation in which they are placed, are not appreciated as they should be, while those who can make an appearance, whose service is not one half so valuable, are estimated for all, and more than all, they are worth. But Lucinda, thus it is, and thus it will be as long as those who claim to be Christians are not Christians in deed and in truth. Those who are actuated by the love of Christ will be Christ-like in all their actions. They will be kind and courteous to all, and will appreciate real service. You tell Eleanor to send no more money to me, but to use her hard-earned money in buying for herself good material for her dresses, so that she can dress neatly and show that she has respect for herself. If you sell my furniture, please pay to Eleanor the $50 she sent to me to be used in the cause of God. The Lord judgeth not as man judgeth. I remember hearing Mother pray ever since I could remember, O God, thou art too wise to err, and too good to do us harm. The Lord judgeth not by appearance, but judgeth righteously. He looketh at the heart. This scripture is of great value to me, and I want to incorporate it into every letter I write. Thus saith the Lord, Let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Jeremiah 9, verse 23, 24. My dear sister Lucinda, do not put yourself into servile labor in order to save a little expense to the sanitarium, and do not allow Eleanor, who is a willing servant, to be depreciated and oppressed in the least by anyone if you can prevent it. If Manthas and Eleanor continue to walk humbly with God, they will be precious in His sight, and when the warfare is accomplished, will hear from the lips of Jesus the invitation. Come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was an hungered, and ye gave me meat. I was thirsty, and ye gave me drink. I was a stranger, and ye took me in. Naked, and ye clothed me. I was sick, and ye visited me. I was in prison, and ye came unto me. Verily I say unto you, inasmuch as ye have done it to one of the least of these my brethren, ye have done it unto me. Matthew 25, verse 34 to 36, 40. The good and faithful servants are pronounced blessed. The Lord would have both these children place some estimate upon themselves, because they are of value with God, the purchase of the blood of Christ. It is this fact that constitutes the value of every soul. God looketh upon the heart, and if these children who have ever been toilers will keep looking unto Jesus whose property they are, they will become like Him in character. If their children commit errors, do not deal with them severely, but seek to win them by patiently advising and counseling them. Now see that Eleanor wears good clothing for her children's sake and for her own sake. This will add much toward gaining from others respect and appreciation. You know, Lucinda, we are one in spirit and heart, and you must allow me to speak plainly on this subject. I have ever appreciated Eleanor as a faithful, whole-souled servant of the Lord, who was ready to do good and to deny self for the sake of others. I cannot bear the thought that the least disrespect should be shown to her, or that the least oppression should be exercised toward Manthas. That which is done to them will be recorded in the books of heaven as though done to Christ in the person of His saints. We are nearing the end of this earth's history. We have only a short time now in which to perfect Christian character, but those who love Jesus will love those who are the purchase of His blood. Far more patience must be exercised. More earnest efforts must be made to save the erring. Man cannot change his own heart or atone for his own sins. He cannot remove one spot or stain of sin from the character. Human merit cannot elevate the soul and make men fit to meet the favor of God. Salvation is out of and away from ourselves. Salvation is by Jesus Christ, for He alone is our righteousness. Would that every one would cease to look to himself for merit. We are to find in Jesus Christ all we need, and by cooperating with Him, we shall be complete in Him. Ye are complete in Him, not having your own righteousness, but having His merits, His righteousness. Colossians 2, verse 10. I wish to say to you, be of good courage in the Lord, and press on in the heavenward way. Now do not let me press one burden upon you. I have not felt that it was your duty to come with me while your parents were living. You have duties to them which you should fulfill, and God will help you in doing your part. It is just as much your duty to care for your parents as to invest money in the cause of God. I would not have you neglect one thing in the care of your father and mother, for this would embitter your memory after you could do no more for them. The Lord bless you in carrying the burdens that you have to bear, but do not become depressed. Place all your burdens upon the burden bearer. He will carry you and all your burdens. Be of good courage in the Lord. My heart feels the tenderest sympathy for you, and I would enjoy a visit with you. I would be glad if you could live with me, and yet I see that at present this would be an impossibility on account of the situation in which you are placed. You are doing a good work. I dare not say, leave everything and come to me. When you feel that the time is fully come when you can unite with me, my heart will unite with your heart, and we will cooperate together. Whenever you can write a few lines, do so. But do not think that when I present to you our necessities, lay bare our situation, that you must do something to relieve us. You have enough burdens to carry, and I do not want one cent from you. I have a favor to ask of you. Will you write to Sister Martha King, asking her if she will knit me a shawl for my shoulders, similar to the large shawl she let me have, which is so much admired everywhere I go? The wool has a gloss to it, and I want it knit as closely as possible so that it will not be catching into everything as I move about. The yarn should be strong. I will pay all expenses. You may do this for me and oblige me much, for I know not her address. In this country, I cannot get such yarn as is in the large shawl. I think if she should knit a couple of such shawls, there would be a ready sale for them at the price she would sell them. Send by someone coming.